The State Department of Education wants to end its current system for educating young children with disabilities and shift the responsibility for many of those children to local school districts. But at a legislative hearing on the new proposal today, advocates, parents, and legislators had a lot of questions about how the new system would impact children across the state. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Maine's Child Development Services is a quasi-governmental entity with 9 regional sites across the state. But Jan Breton with the Maine Department of Education says the system isn't working. Breton says it's left the state with a deficit of about $3.7 million and with overworked, underpaid staffers and children who aren't being adequately served.
The problems plaguing CDS include high rates of staff turnover due to the inability of CDS to offer competitive salaries and benefits, children on waiting lists for services, high and inequitable provider rates, and funding deficits.
Under new legislation drafted by the Department of Education, that system would be largely eliminated. In its place, the state would have control of children from age 0 to 3. But children age 3 to 5 would now be the responsibility of local school districts. Breton sees that as a good thing. She says local schools can pay teachers higher wages and share staff amongst districts. Breton says that would result in better care for younger students.
And to help ensure positive outcomes for our birth to 5-year-old children.
But at a public hearing on Monday, legislators, educators, and parents still had many questions.
Let's do this the right way and not the rushed way.
Carrie Woodcock, the executive director of the Maine Parent Federation, told a legislative committee that she and a number of other parents were very concerned about the effects of the new system. Among them, that young children with disabilities may end up stuck on long bus rides, which she says would be detrimental to many. In addition, Woodcock says she feels the transition is being rushed by the state and legislature. She doesn't have confidence that parents will understand these changes, and their children may be hurt as a result.
I am concerned the current rushed pathway we are taking will lead to children being left behind.
At the hearing, some school officials did support the change, including Biddeford Superintendent Jeremy Ray. Ray says he sees huge waiting lists for services locally and thinks the new proposal could alleviate some of that problem.
Public schools need to be in this game. We need to be part of this.
But he and many others say they still have concerns about how the program would be funded, how schools could afford staff, and the transition to the new system. Ray says the funding shouldn't come from the state funding formula, which uses factors such as property valuation to determine how much money districts receive.
We cannot put local school committees in a position to choose between a local budget crisis and the services for children in this population.
The legislature will take on those issues at a planned work session on the bill later this week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.